Ein neuer Monat und damit auch eine neue Folge für den Trinkfest-Podcast. Genauer genommen sind es sogar zwei Folgen geworden. Schließlich behandeln wir im neuen Weinpaket ja auch zwei Weingüter. Das erste davon in Serra Lunga, die Hacienda Agricola Lalu, wo uns die beiden Winzerinnen Lara und Luisa wirklich sehr, sehr sympathisch und herzlich empfangen haben. Selbstverständlich getestet und mit allen Auflagen, die für die etwas erschwerliche Reise dann notwendig waren. Da Lara und Luisa ungefähr genauso gut Deutsch sprechen wie wir Italienisch, haben wir uns letztlich für das Interview auf Englisch geeinigt. Nur eines noch vorneweg, wir haben zum ersten Teil des Podcasts dazugelernt und haben das Mikro dieses Mal auch mitgenommen. Das bringt allerdings nur bedingt etwas, wenn man es die ersten 3 Minuten nicht einsteckt. Entsprechend dürftig sind die ersten 3 Minuten, was den Sound betrifft, aber der Rest klingt doch dann entsprechend gut. Ja, und damit wünsche ich euch sehr, sehr viel Spaß mit der ersten Folge.
So, hi Lara, Luisa, nice to be here, it's a pleasure for us. I would say we start with the interview and with the first question. Could you explain our customers what is your philosophy of making wine?
So, hi from Lalu, it's Lara and Luisa. We established our winery in 2019, so 2019 is our first vintage. I think our philosophy is to work in a delicate way with the grape we receive from our work in the vineyards. We are organic certificated and we produce basically 3 wines, the Lange Nebbiolo, the Barbera d'Alba and the Barolo from Le Coste.
So we try to produce really sincere wine, so wines of identity. So we try to put all our efforts in the purity of the grape. So that's why we decided not to use pump during vinification. So to try to give the most of the purity in the grape. We use really, of course, we vinificate with slow fermentation, natural fermentation. And we do a bit of pied de cuve, so we want, because we strongly believe in the fermentation of our yeast. For the rest of the vinification, we use really a small pump over, really delicate pump over. And we think that in this way we try to keep the best of the quality of our grape.
Okay, and I have one question. I'm really curious about to know that. So you work in those beautiful vineyards in Monforte and in La Mora. What would you say, what is the difference between those vineyards?
So they are two very different vineyards. In all of the two we have a good percentage of sand that gives this elegant and fine notes to our wines, but they're very different. So what we do during the harvest is to vinificate them separately. So we vinificate in concrete tanks divided, and just at the end of the aging we put them together to decide the percentage of each one in the wine. So I think that's a parcelization that we learned in Burgundy. We did 2 harvests there, one in Côte de Bonne, chez Comme la Fonne, and one in Côte de Nuit at Cécile Tremblay in Moret Saint-Denis. Okay. So what we learned there is, I think, to produce fine and elegant wines, and yes, to preserve as much as we can the quality of the grape and to touch it as less as we can.
Yeah. Another point that I think is really, really important is to vinificate the vineyards separately. So the point is to keep the wines separate until the end of the aging. So it's what we are doing also in our Lange Nebbiolo. So we are aging our Lange Nebbiolo of La Morra in our oak tank and our Lange Nebbiolo of Monforte in concrete. That's because for us it's really important to keep the parfum and all the aromas and the structure, I mean the identity at the end of the wine, concrete until the end. So only at a certain point, just before the bottling, we do the blend.
So you mentioned a lot of things like concrete or something like that, and there's always one question in Germany when it comes to Piemont and the Lange. Would you consider yourself as a traditional winemaker or?
Okay, it's difficult for us to say what it is tradition. The point is that Lalou, I think, is a winery of tradition about the winemaking, but we are not traditional about this area because me and Lara, we are from the city, so we are from abroad, and also most of the experiences that we did in our background about vinification, we did abroad, we did in Burgundy. So I think that we choose the best of what we found here, also in terms of respect, because we are in a place with a strongly and beautiful tradition about winemaking, so we must respect them, but we have our background that we have studied and developed in our past years in our studies. So I think it is a mix for us. It's a mix of the experiences that we did and what we found here as land and as a winemaker area.
And I just wanted to add that in the winemaking, I think we take the good things of the traditional manners and the modernist one. So speaking about the oak, I think a good oak is a good oak. So it could be a Botti or a Barrique, it doesn't matter, it must be a good oak. You can find a very beautiful Botti, but with a not a very beautiful oak. So I think I prefer to use a second-hand barrel that can release less wood than a new Botti, for example. So that's the good things of not having an history in the winemaking of our cellar, so to can decide what we want to use.
Okay.
Then we really choose the wine making that we loved, because we don't really had the tradition of the wine making of the family, so which was what for us what the best, which was our interpretation. We really hope that you like it, but it is our interpretation, so no rules for us. It's what we choose.
Yes,
so one more question. Why did you choose Burgundy to study winemaking and then come to back to Piemont?
I always say that Burgundy is like a Mecca for wine lovers, so not just winemaking. And I think during the harvest, is a point where is a melting pot of people that loves wine, so winemakers, journalists, tasters, sommelier, and everything, and that's give you lots of background on the wine you're making. And in Burgundy, we learned lots of very easy techniques to use in the cellar. So the less you use, the better you get the wine, and that's the things I loved more of their philosophy. And I think they are a very good example of a group that is very united to produce and sell the wine abroad. And it was very, very interesting to learn all this stuff.
in at the end was easy for us to return approximately where we were born, because we are native from Turin, so we are native around 100 kilometers from here. And so we also during university, because me and Lara we studied in Pollenzo, that is the University of Slow Food, so pretty nearby here in Lange. So during the time, during the study years, we traveled a lot to visit producers, to visit vignerons. And so our passion about wine started here. So it is the place where everything started. So our study trips and also our tasting, our first tasting about wines, and so yeah, now we are in this beautiful place, and we feel comfort. We are happy about the wines that we are making. Of course, there are lots of streets to make, but we think that we are finding our way. So we are happy. We are happy now about what we have.
Yep. So what would you like to let know our customers about the Lange Nebbiolo from 2019?
So we in this wine, in the Lange Nebbiolo 2019, we wanted to give a very fine and elegant interpretation of the Nebbiolo you can find in the Lange. So we used to work as slowly as we can with tannins. So Nebbiolo is the grape with the most quantity of tannins you can ever found. And that's because we try to work with really slow maceration, slow extraction, and slow aging. So no roasted, very toasted barrels, but a big tina, oak tina, and very short maceration. So it was like 10, 12 days maximum, and that's it. And an aging of 8 months of oak, and then back to concrete, and then in bottle, 2 or 3 months in bottle. So That's what we did.
What I like about our Lange Nebbiolo 2019 is that it's a really drinkable Nebbiolo for me. It has a lot of freshness and a lot of fruit, but at the same time you find complexity, and you see that it's the kind of Lange Nebbiolo that you can keep for time. So I think that we keep the right vinification for this wine, and of course it is easy when you are a winemaker since time, but it was our first experiment, so we are happy about the result.
So we are happy about it. Thank you for the interview, and hopefully we will see you in Germany soon for our customers. Thank you.